Well, as we said before, if there's one thing that climate scientists probably would agree on, it's that building golf courses in the middle of the desert probably isn't the best idea. But the Dubai that we see on television, well, it does look like paradise. Sheikh Zayed Road is one of the most famous landmarks in the capital of the United Arab Emirates. It's lined with towering skyscrapers, luxury hotels, and golf courses. In the shadow of that strip, though, lies the Dubai that we don't see, slums, housing the workers who build that luxury. Migrant workers from countries like Bangladesh and Pakistan come to the UAE with the promise of a better life. But a Vice investigation discovered migrant workers receiving poor pay, squalid living conditions, many found to be constructing a golf course bearing the name of a presidential candidate who's been doing business in the UAE.
Well, I think that Dubai is very solid.
Our airports are third world. I went to Dubai. They have an airport, the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
I think Dubai has an unbelievable upside.
Ben Anderson is senior producer and correspondent for Vice, and we spoke with him about migrant workers in Dubai constructing the Trump International Golf Course.
Well, there are 5 million migrant laborers in the UAE at any one time, and the vast majority are told they're going to get a salary before they leave their home countries. On arrival, their passports are often taken away. They're charged a visa fee, which is illegal, often $1,500 to $2,000. And then the salary they get is much less than the salary they were promised. And often there are other costs, accommodation, safety equipment, food that they didn't anticipate. So they straight away find themselves in a situation where it might take them 2 years of working. And this is working 6 days a week, 10 to 12 hours a day, often in the blazing sun, just to break even. 2 years just to pay back the debt they accrued to get to that job in the first place.
You went to some of the camps, I'll call them slums, where thousands of these workers live. What did you find?
The ones who were building the Trump International Golf Course were living 21 guys to a room. They actually had a shift where people would sleep on the floor for 6 or 7 hours. Then they'd have to wake up and leave so another bunch of guys could come in and sleep on the floor. There was a kind of table in the room that had three guys sleeping on top of it and three guys sleeping underneath it. There were rats running around in the ceiling. You've got these guys living in unbelievable squalor.
Talk a little bit more about what these workers said was the difference in the sales pitch, the promise of the conditions of employment before they left Bangladesh or Pakistan, and what they actually confronted when they got to work in Dubai.
So they were told they were going to get paid $3 an hour, and that was enough for them to send money home every month. And then by the time they'd finished their contract, which is often 2 or 4 years, they'd have enough money to change their family's lives, maybe send a couple of their kids to school. When they arrived, they found out their salary was actually half of that. And because of all these other fees which they were charged, they're not even able to send any money home at all. But they're saying, we're away from our families and it's not to get ahead. We can't actually make any money until we've been here for, in some cases, 2 years. Some guys were saying 4, 5, 6 years. I mean, we also focus on the NYU campus, which is now built in Abu Dhabi. And the guys were paid much less than they were promised for 7 years.
I worked for $155 per month for 7, 8 years. We were working like donkeys.
So can you describe how the company reacted when you went on strike?
The police came. Their bodies were covered with black dress, and they all had their pistols, machine guns, and some batons.
And they beat the protesters and arrested a number and deported them. If they go home before they've fulfilled their contract, if they go home with a debt of $1,500 or $2,000, there's no way they can pay that debt off in Pakistan or Bangladesh.
You had workers that you spoke to, Ben Anderson, basically saying they had no hope.
There are some who are saying they have no life. Their life is over. They're going to work there for a number of years, and their only hope is that one day their kids won't have to do the same thing.
They gave us 70 dirham per
day. They give us $19 per day. For this room, we pay $871 per month. You're not allowed to work for another company to make more money. Because if we work for another company, the criminal investigation department will catch us and cancel our visa and grant us no re-entry.
Let's talk about Donald Trump. He is the front runner for the Republican nomination right now. Many of the workers that you talked to were working at the Trump International Golf Course. It's a giant new golf course with luxury condos. Let's listen for a second to a promotional video that Donald Trump himself did for the property.
We're building Trump International Golf Club, and it's going to be spectacular right in Dubai, and it's going to be something very, very special.
describe what the Trump International Golf Course is like and what the workers who built it were experiencing.
So it's described as the Beverly Hills of Dubai, a Trump International Golf Course, a clubhouse, and I think it's 100 luxury villas around the golf course, which will be run by Trump when they're completed. It's owned by an Emirati company called the MAC. Every development in the UAE has to be owned, at least 51% owned, by an Emirati. So no Westerner can actually own a company in the UAE. And the workers, you know, we followed dozens of workers home each night on the buses, and after a 10-12 hour shift, they're ferried back, often for 2 hours, because they're driven miles away from the city and into the desert. One of the labor camps we went to, it really did look like a place where you would just dump broken equipment or you know, spare materials. And we eventually snuck in through the camp boss, because each of these labor camps has a camp boss to keep the workers in order. It looked like buildings that weren't fit for animals.
An investigation into the condition of foreign workers in Dubai and in Abu Dhabi. Ben Anderson, senior producer and correspondent at Vice. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
Trump in Dubai airs tonight at 11 p.m. on HBO.